Ladies and gentlemen, there was a time in Kenya. There was a time when Kenya had four cell phone networks, and they were all competing. For an equal. Kizungu bwana, kizboy, oi, oi. Hata wacha tu wazire introduction. Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good day, good night, good whichever you want. Have you been? Mazi, it has been long. I'm back with an exciting episode. So, as I was saying, there was a time in Kenya when Kenya had four cell phone networks, and they were all competing for an equal market share of around 25% each. But Safaricom happened to have had a trick up their sleeve while Sauti Sol came into the music industry. They scaled high. Kenya underwent a very huge revolution during that time. And now, due to that revolution, now we no longer have Zain, we no longer have Orange, we no longer have you. Nima chose to. So Esa Telecom Kenya is a company under Esa Group. And this Esa Telecom Kenya was the Kenya's fourth mobile cellular network, which brought us the brand now. The brand that we are tackling today is the U-Mobile brand. The U-Mobile brand was launched in December 2008. Founded in 2008, U-Mobile operated as a partnership with its parent company, which was Esa Group. So on today's episode of TBT, B standing for branding, I am exploring the typographic style of the logo, where the Y and the U were both lowercase, the mobile M was uppercase. That style of logo, man, they amazing, amazing. Whoever came up with the brand, or whoever came up with the logo, weni mnoma, weni mkali. So U-Mobile's logo is outstandingly modern, excitingly modern. Wacha tutumie, outstandingly modern, and its color choice is excitingly targeting the youth. At the time, the target segment of the product that the brand was selling was the Kenyan young adults. Remember, these young adults were the ones when you memorize high school on Enda Kampo. It's 2008. Now, remember this. I want you to remember this for the relevant of the story. 2008, I was in class 7. 2009, I was still in class 7, so I had to repeat class 7 due to some silly reasons za mimi kukuwa mjinga. Despite mimi kupita, lakini bado mimi kukuwa mjinga. You're strong, like, kwa story nyingine. So vitu kama hizo ndo zilifanya the youth adult. Kulikuwa na young adult, I mean, kulikuwa na Facebook ilikuwa ina come into the market. Twitter ndo ilikuwa inaingia pia. Kulikuwa na rumors of another social media services, kulikuwa na kina Flickr, kulikuwa na hizo zote ndo zilikuwa zina come into Kenyan market. Na cell phone networks ndo zilikuwa zinazileta due to their offers as far as internet is concerned. So now, the target segment of the product being Kenyan youth, I still remember the exciting offers that were specifically tailored for the students in the unis. The marketing strategies were solely employed to drive products to the youth and young adults. Thanks to their campaign strategies, they were able to scale high and also influence consumer behavior. Kitu fani na hii consumer behavior, awa sewa yu walikuwa natumia their branding strategies ku influence yo. Walikuwa najua tuna target my youth. So my youth wanapenda nini, wanapenda ngoma. Jua wanapenda ngoma, situ engage na wasani. Okay, before hata engage na wasani, Safaricom walikuwa shaanza yu mchezo already. Safaricom walikuwa maanzanga kuleta progi flani. Ilikuwa nitonga Safaricom jazz. Jazz ilianza juzi juu. Bob Kolimo, yo. Yeah, man, I have so much stories. Or I have so many stories. So their marketing strategy was solely employed to drive the product to the youths and young adults. The branding was majorly overwhelmed by fruity yellowish color along with red, green, and black. Now, black was used to write the tagline. Powered, the tagline for the brand. The tagline for the brand was "Power in my pocket," and the logo, or rather the name of the brand, was U-Mobile. And Y was written in red, U was written in green. So red and green and black, man, those are Kenyan colors. Kenyan colors, automatic. Now, this brand was specifically tailored for Kenyans, for Kenyan students, for Kenyan young adults. Do you want to tell me hii brand ingeendelea kubaki sahizi? Safaricom wangekuwa giants? Ama ni yu ndo wangekuwa giants? Me, according to me, given ile mioto yenye yu aliingia nayo kwa market, ile mioto yenye yu aliingia nayo kwa market mazee, wangekuwa either the same as Safaricom, ama au ndo wangekuwa number two, aingekuwa Airtel. You knew what they were doing. Shida yao ilikuanga tu hapa kwa execution tu, mambo mbili tatu, pesa ilikuwa inawakosea, but they had the best strategy ya kumarket their product. Their campaign will follow the format and marry the colors together whenever a poster, a billboard, an ad was being designed or being posted or being aired. The SIM card design was unique and it is clear that the design was ahead of its time. Now, we remember the SIM card design ya Airtel back in the days. It was, yeah, not Airtel, I mean, yeah, you back in the days. Was it ilikuwa kwa small form factor kenye saizi Safaricom wanatumia. So imagine hiyo kitu ilikuwa inatumikanga kitambo. Kitambo back in 2009, 2008, 2009. Before you were talking the market. E28 ndio ilikuwa imepeak sasa. Hapa mimi niko primary na hiyo SIM card ilikuwa inakafiti, branding kwa hiyo SIM card ilikuwa inakafiti pia. Like owning such a thing with such visual design ilikuwa ina excite mtu. Consumer behavior, hii ni kitu yao walikuwa wamekuja kuichukua hii. So being powered by ESA, the brand had an R&D, research and development department at their disposal. So kumbuka, ESA Group is a big company. They have money. Wako exposed to the world. Their research and development department walikuwa na access to information from outside the world. Wakikuja kulaunch their product in Kenya, manze walikuwa najua ni nini wanafanya. So being exposed to R&D led to the SIM card plate adopting the small form factor back in 2008, which later played a major role in shrinking the SIM chip to nano design for the latest smartphone and iPhones. I remember SIM card ya U was the first SIM card kuiona ndani ya iPhone 4S. iPhone 4S ilitolewa 2013 ilikuwa form 3. So iPhone 4S ikitolewa, msemo wenye nilimuona na hiyo product wa kwanza alikuwa na U. Hakuwa na Safaricom, hakuwa na Orange. Kuna venye kukata hiyo line ya U ilikuwa easy than kukata hizi line zingine. Ndio zifit kwa hiyo SIM tray ya iPhone 4S. So back in 2013 tulikuwa tuna rely on micro SIM card. Saizi tuko kwa nano, but kumbuke hiyo time tulikuwa kwa micro SIM card. Na having mse mwenye ameiva kukata hiyo SIM card to that form factor ilikuwa ngumu. Adi pia ilibidingi U na other SIM card manufacturers warudi kwa drawing board manze. So wa keep up na tech. Wanze kuproduce tech enye. Wanze kuproduce SIM card zenye zinaendana na tech enye tulikuwa nayo at that time. So manze, they played a major role in shrinking the design of the SIM chips. Yo penye sasa whatever the phone reads, yo SIM chip ili shrinking sika kitambo. So by the time of its launch, U-Mobile had done extensive market research and had determined that whatever was making Orange and Zain lag behind was their poor network coverage. Therefore, you wanted more subscribers. And if you want more subscribers, you will have to invest more in your cell phone towers and upgrade your tech. They wanted to upgrade their tech. They wanted to upgrade their internet and nini and so forth. So U-Mobile came with a state-of-art tech infrastructure and strategies that enabled her to deliver the fastest network rollout speed, not only in Kenya, but also in the region. May remember, there's this cousin of mine, and it was Odhiambo. Best carpenter. best carpenter. Unaona carpentry. I will introduce you to some of my people, bana. Ni wa Norma Design. So this guy, Odhiambo, alikuanga UG. Akiwa UG, I called him. Na nilitumia line ya you. And we talked for a very long time. Juu, I'm a student. Kwa access simu, ndio ilikuanga issue. Kwanza nilikuwa natumia simu ya neighbor. Ya juu mzae kidogo. Hey, tricky na kumbea. Kuna ile story nilombe nye mother. Alikuwa nafaa kucheza kie pale simu. Akanipatia pesa ya mandazi. Badala alipe pesa ya simu. So, maze, I talked to Odhiambo. Odhiambo alikuwa Uganda itaini. Kapigia Odhiambo, tukaongea, tukapiga story. Kredo yangu ikaisha, akanipigia. Ya alikuwa natumia Orange. So, akanipigia kwa lini yangu ya you. Tukaendelea bado kuongea. Iye nina washo venye calls zilikuwa cheap. Hapa calls zilikuwa cheap like no one's business. So since you walikuwa nataka more subscribers, they had to invest more on their tech. So they came with the state of art tech infrastructure. The brand had achieved a countrywide coverage in about 10 months from its launch. It was launched into 8 December by the third quarter of 2009. The brand was so big. Its coverage was so wide. Ilikuwa over 90% ya Kenya ilikuwa connected to you. Network haikuwa fiti, but network ilikuwa covered country mzima. Yeah. So ukiwa karibu na tower ndio ungeenjoy 3G ama ungeenjoy their fastest internet ama network coverage, but ukiwa venye unakuwa mbali na their tower, network yako ilikuwa inazidi ku drop. So having achieved their network coverage in 10 months, manze, other players in the market like the likes of Safaricom, the likes of Orange, walikuwa keen kuangalia i brand ndogo yenye imekuja saizi inafanya nini. Walikuwa so keen pia na wakaanza ku change whatever they were doing. So if I remember correctly, at the time the network had about 3 million subscribers and had the best call rates. You had the best call rate compared to any network or compared to any other network. Wao ndio walikuwa fit. Wao walikuwa na deliver to their brand promise. Shida ilikuwa tu network. So as a product, you mobile offered services that targeted to make the life of its subscribers easy and convenient. One of the products yenye you ililetanga ilikuwa Ucash, which was a convenient mobile money transfer. At the time, it was convenient, lakini kumbuka M-Pesa had been rolled out earlier by Safaricom, and M-Pesa was popular. M-Pesa is the mother of mobile money transfer in Kenya and mostly abroad. Yeah. So the company holds the record of being the first to launch the only fully electronic top-up service which was branded Eneza. This is the best product that you rolled out. Now, by the time this product was being rolled out, kijana mimi niko kampo, niko high school. Nikiwa high school manze tulikuwa na masimo high school. Nilikuwa mmoja wao, lakini watu wengine ndio walikuwa nayo. So watu wengine wakiwa na simu high school, kubai credit ilikuwa nga issue, kuaccess credit ilikuwa nga issue. How kuleta their top up ikiwa fully electronic na being the first, watu wengi walistick na you. Tukiwa chuo msel kwa ngana linia you, ndio watu wakona Safaricom for the SMS. But then, walikuwa ngana you. So nataka kuambia masimu kadhaa zilikuwa nga hii period. Kuna simu inaitwa Samsung Galaxy Pocket. Best phone. The best smartphone of its time. Kuna simu inaitwa iDios. Best smartphone of its time. Kuna simu inaitwa Tecno TCG228 ama tinini. It wasn't a smartphone. Nikikumbuka model nitawaambia. Ilikuwa nga dual sim. Now that was the beast of the beast. Ilikuwa nga dual sim, unaweza weka line moja iko Safaricom, hiyo nyingine iko Airtel, iko AU. You for calls, Safaricom for SMS. Uko chuo, manze huko tu hapo busy machatmen unafinya keyboard inatoa rangi na parara. Ukimaliza unapiga call, unafinyo the green button, unapiga call, unapiga story, mnaeneza ujumbe ka nonsense. That was the best. It was the best thing. Dunda was another brand. It is a product that you came up with. Yeah, it was a collar ring back tune. Now, so you know Skiza. Skiza had been there, but Dunda came after Skiza. Dunda gained popularity after Skiza. Na Skiza was more popular. So what made Dunda gain popularity? It was the way it was branded. It targeted the uniqueness of the brand, and it used the uniqueness to market the product to the consumers. So Dunda ilikuanga mangoma, mostly ilikuwa mangoma za wa Kenya. Izo ndoneka kama coloring back tune. Na juni mangoma za wa Kenya manzi walikuwa na leta zile ngoma latest. Like walikuwa na push for Kenyan music. Design ingine ilikuwa ahead of its time, given the technology nye tulikuanga na back then. I wish Dunda ingekuwa sahi. I wish you angekuwa sahizi. You ndo angekuwa na run major things in Kenya. A big one. So they had Dunda for their coloring back tunes. They had Eneza for their fully, the first and the only fully electronic top-up service of that time. And now, another product that they had. Now, this product ililetea Orange shida kidogo. Orange was well known for its broadband. Na mostly ungepata mtu hana line ya Orange kwa simu, lakini ako nayo kwa modem. Modem za Orange ilikuanga cheap. Net ya Orange ilikuanga cheap pia. Yeah. So, internet ya Orange. Actually, I remember my high school network ya shule tulikuwa na depend on Orange. Computer lab tukwa na depend on Orange. Nukwa na unanga kitop up around 4,000 shillings per month, if I'm not wrong. Ama sijui likuanga per week. But anytime I could find mwalimu fulani alikuanga napenda futa, akitop up, alikuanga na top up kutumia thao, bro, za Orange. So you akileta their unit, broadband ikakwa cheap. Broadband became so cheap that everyone wanted to have a U-line. Wanted to have a 4G or rather a 3G smartphone. But a bottleneck or rather something that became hideous. Au kitu nye lileta kashida. Ilikuanga easy kuaccess 3G na 4G network ilikuanga ngumu. Kumbuka 4G ni story. Saizi ya rando tumanza kuaccess 4G na bado hata tuaccess 4G vizuri. So kuaccess 3G ilikuanga issue. 3G ilikuanga Nakuru, Nairobi, Kisumu, Mombasa. Webuya Makakamega between the two. Like 3G ilikuanga places zenye cell phone towers ziko. Mimi nikiwa high school, kuaccess 3G ilikuwa ngumu juu high school yangu iko karibu Nakuru, but due to valleys and nini, saa zingine 3G ilikuwa ina time fiti ya kukuwa na network fiti, access internet, watch videos ama kwa Facebook ama kwa nini, tukiwa na ile mraia yangu inajijua ya kukuwa garasibu chuo, ilikuanga mausiku. Ungejaribu hiyo shit weekend, bad. Network weekend ilikuanga mbaya. So, manze, their unit was the best product, but poor network. The business side of the brand wasn't doing well due to some financial strains and management crises. This led to the brand being sold to its competitors of the time, who were Safaricom, Orange, and Airtel. But, who ended up paying for the brand, who ended up buying the brand, were Safaricom and Airtel. Orange were not there. So Safaricom and Airtel bought the brand from its parent company, ESA Group, for about $100 million, $100 million, which saw Airtel going away, or rather getting away with the used 2.7 million collection, while Safaricom bagged the control over used network infrastructure. Now, you remember how you came into the market. What made you a bigger brand or the best brand at the time, or rather an emerging competitive brand at the time, was its network coverage. Ilikuja na infrastructure fiti. Na venye ulikuwa na exit, Safaricom mwenye wamekuwa kilead, wakidominate na subscribers, wakachukua hiyo infrastructure, wakabuy hiyo infrastructure. Airtel walienda na number, au walienda na infrastructure. Safaricom made the best call at the time. Juu, hao wakua kitaka subscribers, walikuwa wanajua kwa Kenya kustay. Najua kwa Kenya kustay, walikuwa wanataka kumake sure wana eliminate ile problem, the underlying problem yenye brand hiyo kuja kusolve. Safaricom kwa walikuwa wanataka kutoa hiyo, so they went for the infrastructure. So after acquiring you mobile, Safaricom still topped the market with over 21 million subscribers, while Airtel and Orange had 8.5 and 2.3 million subscribers respectively. Sometime ago, like your time when you bado ilikuwa na grow, you mobile was dubbed the queen, or rather the king of annoyance, if at all annoyance is a word. So despite it having a peculiar name, you, the network was well known for its thousands of messages that it used to send to its subscribers on a daily basis. And also, it was well known for its poor network coverage. The broadband was cheap, but due to an availability of steady network coverage, accessing the internet was an issue na ilikuwa pathetic sana. The main issue was mostly due to the devices that we were using. Hizo simu zenye nimewatajia ni they are 3G phones. Network yenye tulikuwa nayo time si fully 3G. Some areas bado walikuwa na access edge. Wengine walikuwa bado na access GPRS mazee. Network ilikuwa ngambaya. Imagine hizi smartphones. Wakenya wana buy smartphones kwa wingi. Tulikuwa tunabuy masimu kwa wingi. Tulikuwa tuna overwhelm the network towers. Ungepata location ndio iko na network tower. Network iko. But ikifika anga jioni, network would drop. Network ilikuwa ina drop juu watu wametoka job, wamekuja home, wanataka kupigia their relatives and nini nini. So network inge drop. So the network speed at the time were minimum, and the increasing number of subscribers led to the crashing of the internet from time to time, mostly from 6 to 7 hapo network wewe ungesahau. Tech was good, but again, once you had the tech, it became bad due to bad connection, poor network speed, poor internet speed. Hizo vitu zote zingekudiscourage, hata ungechoka tu na Facebook. Nakumbuka kuna siku fulani nimeenda kupost kitu Facebook, na nilikuwa natumia Nokia something. After nimefinya post, so unajua ni bottom, nimefinya post, kumbe iliji post kamera nne bro, ama sio mazizi, iliji post mara mingi, hata si mara nne, like mara mob juu ya network. Ili nili feel pissed off, ilikuwa a bad thing to me. It affected me kiplani. I had to delete one post at a time, na ilikuwa tu kitu ingine nye you don't want your consumer kupitia. So if you mobile had stayed and battled, it would have caught up with Safaricom. And based on the recent demographic statistics, where Kenya has over 30% of its population consisting of youths over 18 years, manze, you could be the best network sai. Wangekuwa the same, wangekuwa at par na Safaricom, if at all not on top of Safaricom. Yeah, wangekuwa na subscribers wengi, wangekuwa na youth man, wangekuwa na wale wazee sasa wenye wamegrow na manze, you ingekuwa fit. So that is it for today. Come next Thursday for another exciting branding story. I'm your host, Devi Mulish. Have a lovely evening, jamaa.